News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Analysis from the World Resources Institute has found that longer and more frequent heat waves, soaring demand for air conditioning and widespread disease are the reality for cities should the planet keep warming at current rates. And this may in fact apply to Dublin. And John Sweeney, climatologist and Professor Emeritus of Geography at Maynooth University, joins us this morning. John, explain what, I suppose, persistent heat waves might do to Dublin City.
Good morning, Ciara. Yes, as you mentioned, you know, we've come through in Ireland a relatively cool summer, but for the world as a whole, we've had the warmest year, the warmest month, the warmest day on record. And what this report is attempting to do is say, well, what happens if we continue in this trajectory beyond 1.5 degrees to 3 degrees? Mm-hmm. And it looks at the cities of the world, including Dublin, of course, and looks at the cities of the world, which 2/3 of the world's population will live in by the next 25 years. And it finds that, those three problems that you mentioned become rather more acute. First of all, longer heat waves. Secondly, more frequent heat waves. And then in addition to that, we have an explosion in demand for air conditioning. And we have a great increase in disease propensity, if you like, in those city areas. Now, for Dublin, I don't suppose it's going to be in the category of some of the mid-latitude cities where we're going to get much more in the way of longer heat waves and more intense heat waves, partly because of the architecture of high-density cities.
Yeah, and mid-latitude, you're talking closer to the equator, is that right?
Well, places like the Mediterranean, yeah. Places like Central Europe even, are going to experience those. And this report is talking about heat waves lasting up to a month. Okay. And heat waves in those well-off cities and the
high-income
cities.
Lower density and maybe closeness to the sea, proximity to water, all those things, they're quite good. Can I ask you, though, regular listeners to the show, for example, will say, I'm confused now because that's probably not 3 weeks since we had a separate climate thing that said Ireland is going to drop, I think it was about 20 degrees because of the North Atlantic drift losing its protective mechanism to keep us moderate, and we were going to get very cold, and now we're going to get very hot. Those are obviously contradictory. Do we actually know what's going to happen, or are we just convinced it's bad either way?
Well, it's bad either way, but I mean, what we're looking at is risks and the extent to which a cooling of the Atlantic may in the future cause problems in terms of the removal of our Gulf Stream. But in the short term, and probably till the end of this century, we're looking at the problems of heat. And for this report in particular, it's looking at the problems of an explosion, for example, in air conditioning demand.
Okay.
Now, we don't have that necessarily as a problem at the moment here in Ireland. But if you look at the statistics that they're suggesting, they're looking at, for example, India having a greater percentage of houses with air conditioning than the whole of Europe average. Now, that's something which, of course, creates problems for decarbonisation if those are being powered by fossil fuels. And we in Ireland, of course, are partly responsible, because if you look at the big cities in Africa as a whole emits 3% of the world's greenhouse gases. The rest come from countries like us. So we therefore have, if you like, some concerns and responsibilities in terms of what's happening. We can't simply wash our hands and say it's not going to affect us quite so badly. Simply because
And that's fair, John. But what I'm taking from what you're saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, is for the rest of this century, we're looking at increased warming, and then that cooling that may come if the Gulf Stream changes would be maybe the next century. Is that the kind of trajectory you're talking about?
It's uncertain as to when and if the failing of the Gulf Stream may occur. But what we can be sure of is that the more we put into the atmosphere in terms of greenhouse gases, the more we bring forward a potential date on which that occurs. But, you know, that's something that we can't simply say, oh, let's sit back and wait for it to happen and it will cancel out all our warming problems. Our warming problems will come long before that happens. And we're seeing that threat in the developing world. We're seeing it with the spread of mosquito-borne diseases, which this report emphasises are going to be problematical in mid-latitude countries.
That apparently is coming all right. Look, thank you very much for joining us on that. That is Professor Emeritus of Geography at Maynooth University and climatologist John Sweeney.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.